Here is Lyndon, who is listening to us on WAVA in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Welcome, Lyndon, to New Life Life.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here on New Life Life. And I must say how grateful and thankful I am this afternoon to share part of which God has delivered me from my story. And I accredit all of this to every man's battle. I heard J.J. West there. He was in the session 2023, August, and I was the only person from Guyana, man from Guyana, suffering with an addiction, pornography and masturbation. I was dating with the to get married in mind. And when my fiance confronted me with a simple question, are you involved in pornography and masturbation? I was like, I stopped for a moment and I minimized it, tried to minimize it. And said, you know what? It's on and off. It's no big deal. I wanted to just keep it that way. But when she asked me a resounding question, the question, can a person, can a woman be just a little bit pregnant? That hit me like a stun gun. I came to myself.
Sounds like a wise woman. And you married her, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yes, she said, are you a little pregnant?
Yes.
So, you know, it hit me. That ran me over like a Mack truck right there. You know, the conviction was so strong. Mm. And when I look into her eyes, she began to cry, right? And I said to her, I said, look, I'm willing to do anything to change this. Why? Because I didn't want to lose her. And there is where she invited me to every man's battle, right? I was in Guyana. She invited me. She said, I can help you if you're willing to attend every man's battle. I was there and I learned so much. JJ West can attest to that. We had breakout groups. And you know, I learned to look at her. When I came out, I was so excited. I called her. I said, babe, listen, I now see you with new eyes. Before then, I objectify women. Mm-hmm. Now I can see you with the eyes of Christ. I can see you as a human being, as a beautiful woman of God, as my prospective wife, my future wife. And I learned from that, what thought do you use to replace when the enemy comes again with temptation? What thought do you use? Because we have our eyes. God has made us with our beautiful eyes to see. When a young lady crossed path, or when some woman is wearing skimpy clothing or garment, what do we do? When we see that image, do we hold that image and keep it in our thoughts, or do we replace it with something different?
Lyndon, thank you so much for that testimony. I mean,
it's wonderful. You learned a lot, Lyndon.
We can talk hour long about every man's battle. But when somebody calls in and shares how it changed their life, I mean, that speaks volumes. Lyndon, thank you. And God bless you guys. And we are so glad that you're doing the work to just be that man of God, that man of integrity that you were meant to be. And we just praise God for your story. Thank you so much for calling in today to New Life Live.